niggas dripping with whack juice and all that. Bitch ass motherfucking garbage music on the internet. Niggas wearing tight jeans and mohawks. Like my boy Hope said, I don't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. Yourself, let these niggas know.
Motherfucker, I came to set it up.
Yeah, what you mad for?
These amateurs destroyed the whole rap platform.
Word?
Think I'm wrong, check the facts. You'd be hard pressed to find a fan, it's just a fan that don't rap. Everybody got a song, everybody got a mixtape. Bragging about the verses that they purchase off of MySpace. They ain't buying records, they working on their records. And posting bulletins to make sure you heard their records. I get fan mail, you write spam mail all about your CD that for some reason just can't sell. I wonder why it's dead. Is your flow not hard? Lyrics ain't on point, production not up to par. You don't spit hot enough bars, or cause you're little Timmy and you're just fucking soft.
Fuck.
Your voice sound lame as hell.
True.
You can't command the track, plus you use the mic that came with your Dell.
Dude.
Made an internet music page, posted some songs up. Beg people to check them, but then they say they all suck. It ain't my fault that you're whack, it's my fault for not making this track sooner. I'm the demigod's gas shooter, the AOTP crack mover. With impactful maneuvers, send jabs and losers like I'm Zab Judah.
He ain't talking about me at all.
Bitch, you're dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. Yep.
You're dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off.
You tuned into the debut album, 1990 Nap, from self-titled and Buck Wild on No Sleep Recordings. In stores October 26th.
I bring it straight to you. I won't kick no weirdo literature over trash beats with a stupid ass time signature.
Stupid.
Think you so fresh, moving rap forward, but that's when I'm pressing fast forward. If the future of hip hop is some faggots with mohawks, tight clothes, and women's scarves, then I'm gone.
Go
back to that gutter, back to that basement, back to real live microphone skills and not gay shit. I really didn't understand it when I heard these joints. It's like on purpose they try to rap with a nerdy voice.
Is you serious?
My mind states like a bitch on a rag. I just don't like you, period. I'll be a rock star and aim a fender where your heart at. You better guard that. I'm Rick Rubin, here's guitar stats. I'm the missile and the satellite. I'm the assassin type going out blasting like the end of Scarface. Remember that gun Al Pacino had? Picture that, except it's aiming dead at an emo fag.
Pussy.
Me and Buck Wild will shut y'all down with a box of S950 discs in my stack. So when I see some hipsters in Williamsburg, I'ma ignite their hair gel and dance while them bitches burn. You little fairy fucks, get the dick sauce, cause you're dripping with whack juice
the
and you
debut album, 1990 Now, from self-titled to Buck Wild on No Sleep Recording. In stores October 26th, bitch.
You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off.
I can't help y'all. You
no.
Can't get it off. Can't get a dog to lick it off. Matter of fact, can't get a dog to lift a paw.
Huh?
I love vicious assaults and that's why I did this song. Oh, you're a hater on the sideline saying self is corny. Self is whack. Self is this. Self is that. You know what's funny about that?
What?
It's your very own mouth the name self is coming out at.
So what about them clowns that say you're weak?
Is they bugging cocksucker? They wish they could spit my speech.
Yeah.
And be the granddaddy grenade man. Running the motherfucking show like Ferris Bueller at parade jams. Rolling with Digger in the crates van. The landmine lieutenant, underground hip hop's new name brand.
Recognize.
Pay homage or you pay the cost.
You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. Can't get it off. Can't get it off. Can't get it off.
I think that you guys are plotting against me, you know.
Mommy,
and
I'm
if you are.
I'm your mother.
I got something for you.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things and to make a billy goat puke. To dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period.